Papers Read on AI with Rob, keeping you up to date with the latest research. This reading is brought to you by Mars Race, Stake a Claim on the Red Planet, available on Android and iOS.
CLIP4 Clip, an empirical study of CLIP for end-to-end video clip retrieval. Authored 2021 by Weishao Luo, Lei Ji, Ming Zhang, Yang Chen, Wen Lei, Nan Duan, Tianrui Li. Abstract: video text retrieval plays an essential role in multimodal research and has been widely used in many real-world web applications. The CLIP, Contrastive Language Image Pre-training, an image-language pre-training model, has demonstrated the power of visual concepts learning from web-collected image-text datasets. In this paper, we propose a CLIP4 CLIP model to transfer the knowledge of the CLIP model to video language retrieval in an end-to-end manner. Several questions are investigated via empirical studies. 1. Whether image feature is enough for video text retrieval? 2. How a post-pretraining on a large-scale video text dataset based on the CLIP affect the performance? 3. What is the practical mechanism to model temporal dependency between video frames? And 4. The hyperparameters sensitivity of the model on video text retrieval task. Extensive experimental results present that the CLIP4 CLIP model transferred from the CLIP can achieve SOTA results on various video text retrieval datasets, including MSRVTT, MSVC, LSMDC, ActivityNet, and DDEMO. We release our code at https://github.com/luo/clip4clip1. Introduction. With the increasing of videos uploaded online every day, video text retrieval is becoming an emerging requirement for people to find relevant videos efficiently. Beyond the actual web application, video text retrieval is a fundamental research task for multimodal visual and language understanding. We can distinguish the previous works directly by their input: raw video, pixel level, or video feature, feature level. Et al., 2020. Patrick et al., 2021. Rudichenko et al., 2020. Are feature level because they are trained on some large-scale video text datasets, e.g., How-To-100M, Meech et al., 2019. The input is the cached video features generated via off-the-shelf frozen video feature extractors. If the input is the raw video, it makes the pre-train very slow or infeasible. Nevertheless, benefiting from the large-scale dataset, the pre-train models show a significant performance gain for video text retrieval. The pixel-level approach trains the model with raw video as input directly, Tarabi et al., 2016, Kiros et al., 2014, Yu et al., 2016a, Kaufman et al., 2017, Yu et al., 2017, 2018. Early literature almost belongs to this approach. This approach learns the video feature extractor jointly with the paired text. On the contrary, the feature-level approach highly depends on a suitable feature extractor. It cannot propagate the learning back to the fixed video encoder. Some recent works begin to pre-train the model with the pixel-level approach, making the pre-train model learn from the raw video. The big challenge is how to reduce the high computational overload of dense video input. Typically, Clipbert, Lei et al., 2021, employs a sparse sampling strategy to make the end-to-end pre-train possible. Concretely, the model only sparsely samples a single or a few short clips from a video at each training step. The performance shows that the end-to-end training can benefit the low-level feature extraction. A few sparsely sampled clips are enough to solve the video text retrieval task. Frozen, Bain et al., 2021, treats an image as a single-frame video and designs a curriculum learning schedule to train the model on both image and video datasets. The results show that the curriculum learning schedule learns increasingly from image to multi-frames can increase efficiency. Our target is not to pre-train a new model on video text retrieval. We mainly investigate how to transfer the knowledge from the image text pre-trained model CLIP, Radford et al., 2021, to video text retrieval in this paper. We exploit the pre-trained CLIP and propose a model named CLIP4 CLIP, CLIP for video clip retrieval, to solve video text retrieval. Concretely, the CLIP4 CLIP is constructed on top of the CLIP and designs a similarity calculator to investigate three similarity calculation approaches: parameter-free type, sequential type, and tight type. Like our work, the concurrent work from Portillo Quintero et al., 2021, is also built on the CLIP for video text retrieval. The difference is that their work directly leveraged the CLIP for zero-shot prediction without considering different similarity calculation mechanisms. However, we designed some similarity calculation approaches to improve the performance and train the model in an end-to-end manner. The contributions of our work are: 1. We investigate three mechanisms of similarity calculation based on the pre-trained clip. 2. We further post-pre-train the clip on a noisy large-scale video language dataset to learn a better retrieval space. The extensive experiments show our model achieves the new SOTA results on MSRVTT, Xu et al., 2016, MSVC, Chen and Dolan, 2011, LSMDC, Rohrbach et al., 2015, ActivityNet, Krishna et al., 2017a, and D. DeMo, Hendricks et al., 2017, datasets. Besides, we can conclude the following insights from our extensive experiments. 1. One single image is far from enough for video encoding for video text retrieval. 2. Post-pre-training at a large-scale video text dataset on the CLIP4 clip model is required and can improve the performance, especially for zero-shot prediction by a large margin. 3. With a powerful pre-trained clip, it is better not to introduce new parameters and adopt a mean pooling mechanism on video frames for small datasets. At the same time, it is better to introduce more parameters, e.g., the self-attention layer, to learn the temporal dependency for large datasets. 4. We carefully study the hyperparameters and report the best setting. 2. Related works. Video encoder backbone previous works mainly focus on 2D, 3D spatial temporal convolution for video representation. Tran et al., 2015. Xie et al., 2018. Feichtenhofer et al., 2019. Recently Vit, Dosovitsky et al., 2021, a transformer-based image encoder, has attracted much attention. The transformer-based video encoder is still in its early stage for action classification, Bertasius et al., 2021, Arnab et al., 2021. We mainly investigate the effect of transformer-based video backbone for multimodal video text retrieval. Visual representation learning from text supervision. Visual representation learning is a challenging task and has been widely studied with supervised or self-supervised methods. Considering semantic supervision from large-scale and labeled data, learning visual representation from text representation, Radford et al., 2021, Meech et al., 2020, Lay et al., 2021, is an emerging research topic with the benefit of large-scale visual and linguistic pairs collected from the internet. The prominent success of the CLIP, Contrastive Language Image Pre-Training, Radford et al., 2021, has demonstrated its capability of learning SOTA image representations from linguistic supervision with pre-training on large-scale image and text pairs. The pre-trained model can learn fine-grained visual concepts for images and transfer the knowledge for the retrieval task. Typically, MIL-NCE, Meech et al., 2020, mainly investigated to leverage noisy large-scale How-To-100M, Meech et al., 2019, instructional videos to learn a better video encoder in an end-to-end manner. Furthermore, Clipbert, Lay et al., 2021, proposed an efficient end-to-end approach through sparse sampling and presented that the pre-trained by image language dataset facilitated a better initialization of video text retrieval. Different from Clipbert, we adopt CLIP with transformer-based visual backbone and extend this image language pre-trained model to video language pre-training for video text retrieval. Considering the temporal sequence of video, a 2D, 3D linear embedding and a similarity calculator attached to the visual transformer are used to capture temporal sequence features. Video text retrieval. Early works on video text retrieval, Tarabi et al., 2016, Kiros et al., 2014, Yu et al., 2016a, Kaufman et al., 2017, Yu et al., 2017, 2018, designed intensive fusion mechanisms for cross-modal learning. Recently, the pre-trained models, Zhu and Yang, 2020, Amrani et al., 2021, Luo et al., 2020, Li et al., 2020, Meech et al., 2020, Gabor et al., 2020, Patrick et al., 2021, Lei et al., 2021, Zabrave et al., 2021, Liu et al., 2021, have dominated the leaderboard of the video text retrieval with noticeable results on zero-shot retrieval. 3. Framework 3.1. Video encoder. To get the video representation, we first extract the frames from the video clip and then encode them via a video encoder to obtain a sequence of features. In this paper, we adopt the VidB, 32, Dosovitsky et al., 2021, with 12 layers and the patch size 32 as our video encoder. Concretely, We use the pre-trained clip, VidB, 32, Radford et al., 2021, as our backbone and mainly consider transferring the image representation to video representation. The pre-trained clip, VidB, 32, is effective for the video text retrieval task in this paper. The VID, Dosovitsky et al., 2021, first extracts non-overlapping image patches, then performs a linear projection to project them into 1D tokens, and exploits the transformer architecture to model the interaction between each patch of the input image to get the final representation. Following the vid and clip, we use the output from the class token as the image representation. For the input frame sequence of video VI equals version 1i, V2i, V, VI, I, the generated representation can denote as ZI equals Z1i, Z2i, Z, VI, I. We investigate two types of linear projections in the linear projection of flattened patches module shown in figure 1a named 2D linear and 3D linear separately. A. The linear projection of flattened patches of vid is regarded as 2D linear, which embeds each 2D frame patch independently. Such a 2D linear ignores the temporal information among frames. B. Therefore, we investigate a 3D linear projection, similar to Arnab et al., 2021, to enhance temporal feature extraction. The comparison between 2D and 3D is shown in figure 2. The 3D linear embeds patches across time. Concretely, the 3D linear uses a 3D convolution with kernel T times H times W as the linear instead of the kernel of H times W in 2D linear, where T, H, and W are temporal, height, and width dimensions, respectively. 3.2. Text encoder. We directly apply the text encoder from the clip to generate the caption representation. The text encoder is a transformer, Viswani et al., 2017, with the architecture modifications described in Radford et al., 2019. It is a 12-layer 512-wide model with 8 attention heads. Following clip, the activations from the highest layer of the transformer at the EOS token are treated as the feature representation of the caption. For the caption TJ element of T, we denote the representation as WJ. 3.3 Similarity Calculator. After extracting the video representation ZI equals Z1I, Z2I, Z, VI, I, and caption representation WJ, the key point comes to the similarity calculation. Since our model is built based upon a pre-trained image text model, we should carefully add new learnable weights in the similarity calculator module. It is hard to learn without weight initialization and may hurt the performance of the pre-trained model training with backpropagation. Therefore, we categorize the mechanisms of the similarity calculator into three categories depending on whether the module introduces new parameters to learn. The parameter-free approach, i.e., meaning pooling, fuses the video representation without new parameters. Additionally, two other approaches introduce new weights to learn, including a sequential type and a tight type methods with different sizes of new weights. Figure 1b illustrates the detailed structure of the three mechanisms. The parameter-free type and sequential type similarity calculators belong to the loose type that adopts two separate branches for video and text representation independently to calculate cosine similarity. While the tight type similarity calculator uses the transformer model for multimodal interaction and further calculates the similarity via linear projection, both of which consist of new weights to learn. Parameter-free type, according to the clip, the frame's representation ZI and the caption representation WJ have been layer normalized and linearly projected into a multimodal embedding space through the large-scale pre-training on the image text pairs. The natural idea is to employ a parameter-free type to calculate similarity directly with the image frame from the video perspective. The parameter-free type first uses the mean pooling to aggregate the feature of all frames to obtain an average frame, ZI equals mean pooling, Z1i, Z2i, Z, VI, I. Then, the similarity function S, VI, TJ, is defined as the cosine similarity. Sequential type, the mean pooling operation ignores the sequential information between frames. In this way, we explore two methods to model the sequential feature for sequential type similarity calculator. One is LSTM, Hochreiter, and Schmidhuber, 1997, Gers et al., 2002, and the other one is transformer encoder, Viswani et al., 2017, with position embedding P, both of which are effective models for sequence features. We formulate them as ZI equals LSTM, ZI, and ZI equals transformer ENS, ZI plus P, respectively. Through the encoding, the ZI already embeds the temporal information. The subsequent operations are the same as the parameter-free type similarity calculator, and the similarity function is also the EQ. 1, and ZI equals mean pooling, ZI. Tight type different from above parameter-free type and sequential type. The tight type uses a transformer encoder, Vaswani et al., 2017, for multimodal interaction between video and caption similar to Luo et al., 2020, and predict the similarity through a linear layer, which introduces the most uninitialized weights. First, the transformer encoder takes the concatenated caption representation WJ and frames representation ZI equals Z1I, Z2I, ZVI, I, as the fused feature UI formulated as UI equals WJ, Z1I, Z2I, ZVI, I, 2, UI equals transformer ENS, UI plus P plus T, 3, where reference denotes concatenate operation. P is the position embedding, and T is type embedding similar to segment embeddings in BERT, Devlin et al., 2019. The T contains two types of embedding, one is for caption and the other is for video frames. Next, we calculate similarity score with two linear projection layers plus an activation upon the first token output of the last layer, UI, 0. Concretely, the similarity function S, VI, TJ, equals FC ReLU FC, UI, 0, where FC is the linear projection, and the ReLU means ReLU activation function, Agarap, 2018. 3.4. Training strategy. L equals LV2T plus LT2 versus 6. The loss L is the sum of video to text loss LV2T and text to video loss LT2 versus frame sampling. Since our model is trained on pixels directly via taking the frames as input, it is an important strategy to extract frames. An effective sampling strategy is required to consider the balance between the information richness and the computational complexity, especially memory cost. To consider the sequential information in the video, or video clip, we adopt a uniform frame sampling strategy instead of a random sparse sampling strategy used in Lay et al., 2021. The sampling rate is 1 frame per second. Besides, we also investigate different frame lengths and different extraction positions in our experiments. Pre-training, although the clip is effective for learning the visual concepts of images, it is essential to learn temporal features from video. To further transfer the knowledge to video, our Clip 4 clip model is post-pre-trained on How-To 100M dataset, Meech et al., 2019. Pre-training on the video text dataset is extremely challenging due to efficiency consideration. We conduct a preliminary exploration and use the food and entertaining category, around 380K videos, as the post-pre-training dataset, called How-To 100M380K in the rest of the paper. We adopt the MIL-NCE loss, Meech et al., 2020, to optimize the clip in our parameter-free type. The optimizer is Adam, Kingma and Ba, 2015, with a learning rate 1:8. The token length is 32, the frame length is 12, and the batch size is 48. The training is processed on 8 NVIDIA Tesla V100 GPUs. We run 5 epochs and it takes about 2 weeks. In this paper, the post-pre-training test can be regarded as a preliminary study on this direction for future work. 4. Experiments. We first describe the datasets and implementation details before presenting state-of-the-art results on 5 datasets. We then ablate various settings of our model. Finally, we discuss some aspects of promising direction. 4.1. Datasets. We validate our model on 5 datasets, MSRVTT, MSVC, LSMDC, ActivityNet, and DDEMO. MSRVTT, Xu et al., 2016, is a dataset composed of 10,000 videos, each with a length that ranges from 10 to 32 seconds and 200,000 captions. We, Table 1. Results of text-to-video retrieval on MSRVTT dataset. Table A and C present the results on different splits of the dataset. Training 7K follows the data splits from Meech et al., 2019, and Training 9K follows the data splits from Gabor et al., 2020. They have the same test set but different training sets. For each table, the column Train D shows the datasets used for pre-training and training, where M, H, W, C, G denote MSRVTT, How-To 100M, Meech et al., 2019, WIT, Radford et al., 2021, Coco Captions, Chen et al., 2015, and Visual Genome Captions, Krishna et al., 2017b. Besides, MD used in MDMMT, Zabrave et al., 2021, denotes a combined multi-domain dataset including MSRVTT, LSMDC, HOW2100M, etc., and CW means CC3M, Sharma et al., 2018, plus WEBVID2M, Bain et al., 2021. The column E2E with X means training from raw video in an end-to-end manner. The baseline methods are AC plus LSTM plus SA, Tarabi et al., 2016, BVSE, Kiros et al., 2014, CSNUVL, U et al., 2016b, D. Kaufman et al., Kaufman et al., 2017, ECTSAN, U et al., 2017, FJS Fusion, U et al., 2018, G. HOW2100M, Meech et al., 2019, HAC Burt, Zhu and Yang, 2020, Inoiz E., Amrani et al., 2021, J. Uni VL, Luo et al., 2020, K. Hiro, Li et al., 2020, Elklib Burt, Lei et al., 2021, M. Milen CE, Meech et al., 2020, Enclib Strait, Portillo Quintero et al., 2021, OCE, Lu et al., 2019, PMMT, Gabor et al., 2020, QAVLNet, Rudichenko et al., 2020, RSSB, Patrick et al., 2021, SMDMMT, Zabrave et al., 2021, T. Frozen, Bain et al., 2021, UHIT, Lu et al., 2021, version TTCE+, Quadoru et al., 2021. Use two types of data splits, training 7K and training 9K, to compare with baselines. The training 7K follows the data splits from Meech et al., 2019, and the training 9K follows the data splits from Gabor et al., 2020. The test data in both splits is test 1KA, which contains 1,000 cliptext pairs following JS Fusion, U et al., 2018. We use training 9K as the default setting if there is no extra annotation. MSVD, Chen and Dolan, 2011, contains 1,970 videos, each with a length that ranges from 1 to 62 seconds. Train, validation and test splits contain 1,200, 100, and 670 videos, respectively. Each video has approximately 40 associated sentences in English. LSMDC, Rohrbach et al., 2015, is comprised 118,081 videos, each with a length that ranges from 2 to 30 seconds. The videos were extracted from 202 movies. The validation set contains 7,408 videos, and the test set 1,000 videos from movies independent from the training and validation splits. ActivityNet, Krishna et al., 2017a, consists of 20,000 YouTube videos. We follow the setting from Zhang et al., 2018, Gabor et al., 2020, to concatenate all the descriptions of a video to form a paragraph and evaluate the model with video paragraph retrieval on the Val 1-foot split. D. Demo, Hendricks et al., 2017, contains 10,000 videos annotated with 40,000 sentences. We evaluate video paragraph retrieval following Lu et al., 2019, Lei et al., 2021, Bain et al., 2021, where all sentence descriptions for a video are concatenated into a single query. We use standard retrieval metrics. Recall at rank K, R at K, higher is better, median rank, MDR, lower is better, and mean rank, MNR, lower is better, to evaluate the performance of our model. R at K, recall at K, calculates the percentage of test samples for which the correct result is found in the top K retrieve points to the query sample. We, 4.2 experimental details. We initial the text encoder and video encoder with clip, vidb, 32, Radford et al., 2021, in this paper. The practical question is how to initialize the parameters in the similarity calculator, e.g., parameters in sequential type. Our solution is to reuse similar parameters from the clip, vidb, 32. Concretely, for the position embedding in sequential type and tight type, we initialize them by repeating the position embedding from CLIP's text encoder. Similarly, the transformer encoder is initialized by the corresponding layer's weight of the pre-trained CLIP's image encoder. The rest of the parameters, e.g., LSTM and linear projection, are initialized randomly. The temporal dimension t, height dimension h, and width dimension w of 3D linear and 2D linear in section 3.1 are set to 3, 32, 32, respectively. For 3D linear, we set stride and padding with 1 at the temporal dimension. We initialize the 3D linear following, Arnab et al., 2021, with a central frame initialization strategy from the pre-trained 2D linear of CLIP. Concretely, we use 0, E2D, 0, from the 2D weight E2D of CLIP image encoder. We fine-tune the model with the Atom Optimizer, Kingma and Ba, 2015. For the learning rate, we decay it using a cosine schedule, Loschilov and Hutter, 2017, following the CLIP, Radford et al., 2021. If no otherwise specified, the initial learning rate is 1E7 for text encoder and video encoder, including linear projection, and 1E4 for new modules, e.g., LSTM. The caption token length is 32, the frame length is 12, the batch size is 128, and running 5 epochs. The layer of LSTM is 1, and the layer of transformer encoder in both sequential type and tight type is 4 in our experiments. All fine-tune experiments are carried out on 4 NVIDIA Tesla V100 GPUs. Note that the activity net and the DDMO are regarded as video paragraph retrieval, so we set the caption token length and the frame length 64. The experiments on them are carried out on 16 NVIDIA Tesla V100 GPUs. 4.3 comparison to the state of the art. We compare all types of similarity calculator based on the pre-trained CLIP against the state of the art, SOTA, MeanP, SQLSDM, Seek Transef, and Type Transef. Are short for parameter-free type, i.e., mean pooling, sequential type of LSTM, transformer encoder, and tight type mentioned in section 3.3. Table 1.5 present the text-to-video retrieval results of our model on MSRVTT, MSVC, LSMDC, ActivityNet, and DDMO. The baselines of each dataset are listed in the caption of each table for clarification. We achieve the SOTA results on all 5 datasets by a large margin compared with all baselines. We find that the growth of retrieval performance benefits from the pre-trained CLIP via our results and the concurrent CLIP straight, Portillo Quintero et al., 2021. Besides, the improvement from our end-to-end fine-tune proves the potential of the image-text pre-trained model on video text retrieval. For the MSRVTT dataset, the model with the parameter-free type, mean P, achieves the best results for the training 7K data split, while the model with the sequential type, Seek Transef, outperforms other methods for the training 9K data split. We think that it is hard to learn extra parameters beyond the pre-trained parameters given a small dataset. With a large dataset, it is capable of learning the extra parameters. For the LSMDC dataset, the model with the sequential type performs better than the other two types. The two sequential types, SQLSDM and Seek Transef, achieve comparable results. For the MSVD dataset, the performance of the parameter-free type is the best. We notice that the MSVD training data is smaller than the MSRVTT and MSVD datasets at least 2 times, and consider the reason is that the extra parameters need extra large dataset to keep the advance from pre-trained weight. The performance of video paragraph retrieval on the ActivityNet and DDMO further proves the advantage of the parameter-free type when utilizing the pre-trained model. Among 5 datasets, almost all the results of the tight type, tight transef, are the worst among all calculators. We think that the tight type is still hard to learn the cross-modality interaction without enough dataset. 4.4 hyperparameters and learning strategy. We run extensive experiments on studying the hyperparameters and learning strategies to search for the best settings. Figure 3 shows the resulting chart. With increasing of batch size in 3A, the performance increases and it achieves comparable result for batch size 128 and 256. In our experiment, we set the batch size to 128. About the study on frame length in 3D, we can see a significant increase between 1 and 6 frames, which shows that it is required for video to actually model with a sequence of multiple frames instead of one single frame. We sampled 12 frames for our experiment, which is both efficient and effective. We also study whether we should freeze the parameters of each layer pre-trained by CLIP. From the figure 3C, it is better to fine-tune all the transformer encoder layers at a small learning rate and keep the bottom linear layer. About the learning rate shown in 3B, Table 8, test 2D and 3D patch linear on Rs, mean P. The best learning rate is 1E7, which cannot be too large or too small. A large learning rate hurts the performance. Even more, it cannot leverage the advantage of pre-trained weights. 4.5 post-pre-training on video dataset. Our model is built on the pre-trained clip, which is an image pre-training model. To solve this data type, image versus S. video, variance, we conduct a preliminary exploration on the post-pre-training of our model on How-To 100M380K video dataset, and report the results for both zero-shot and fine-tune. From the table 7, we can see that the performance increases for both zero-shot and fine-tuning setting. The increase of zero-shot is much larger, which shows that post-pre-training with the same data type, video, can learn general knowledge and directly transfer to the task. In addition, the fine-tuning on the post-pre-trained model also improves the performance on both LSMDC and MSVD datasets and achieves approximate results for the MSRVTT dataset. In future work, we will explore the capability of pre-training with an even larger dataset. 4.6. Sampling strategy. We conduct three different sampling strategies for video. Head is to sample the first frames at the beginning of the video, tail is to select the last frames at the end of the video, and uniform is to sample the whole frames of the video uniformly. The experimental results show that uniform is relatively a good choice, and head is comparable. The tail sampling strategy is unlikely to be used. 4.7. 2D, 3D patch linear. We conduct the comparison on 2D and 3D linear mentioned in section 3. 1. Table 8 presents the performance of them, against our expectation that 3D patch linear can extract temporal information among frames and generate better discriminant features and performance. The 3D linear generate worse results than 2D linear on both MSRVTT and MSVD. We suppose that the clip is trained for 2D linear instead of 3D linear, and the discrepant initialization on 3D linear makes it hard to learn the temporal information. We will pre-train on a large video text dataset to unleash its potential in future work. 5. Conclusion. In this paper, we use the pre-trained clip as our backbone to solve the video clip retrieval task from frame-level input. We employ parameter-free type, sequential type, and tight type similarity calculator to obtain the final results. The experimental results demonstrate the effectiveness of our model and achieve the SOTA results on MSRVTT, MSVC, LSMDC, ActivityNet, and DDEMO. Besides, we give several insights from our empirical studies. 1. Image feature can also promote the video text retrieval. 2. Post-pre-train on even outstanding image text pre-trained clip can further improve the performance on video text retrieval. 3. 3D patch linear projection and sequential type similarity are promising approaches on the retrieval task. And 4. The clip used on video text retrieval is learning rate sensitivity. References. Abhien Fred Agarap, 2018. Deep Learning Using Rectified Linear Units, ReLU. Archive Preprint Archive. 1803.08375. Alad Amrani, Rami Ben-Ari, Daniel Rotman, and Alex Bronstein, 2021. Noise Estimation Using Density Estimation for Self-Supervised Multimodal Learning. In AAAAI, Anurag Arnab, Mustafa Degani, Georg Heigold, Chen Sun, Mario Lusik, and Cordelia Schmid, 2021. Vivid. A Video Vision Transformer. Archive Preprint Archive. 2103.15691. Max Bain, Arsha Negrani, Ghul Varol, and Andrew Zisserman, 2021. Frozen in Time. A Joint Video and Image Encoder for End-to-End Retrieval. Archive Preprint Archive. 2104.00650. Geddes Bertasius, Heng Wang, and Lorenzo Torresani, 2021. Is Space-Time Attention All You Need for Video Understanding? Archive Preprint Archive. 2102.05095. David Chen and William Dolan, 2011. Collecting Highly Parallel Data for Paraphrase Evaluation. In ACLHLT, pages 190-200. Xinlei Chen, Hao Fang, Sung Yi Lin, Ramakrishna Vedantam, Saurabh Gupta, Peter Dollar, and C. Lawrence Zitnik, 2015. Microsoft COCO Captions, Data Collection and Evaluation Server. Archive Preprint Archive. 1504.00325. Ioana Quadoru, Simeon Vlad Bogolin, Yong Liu, Samuel Albany, Marius Liordianu, Halen Jin, and Andrew Zisserman, 2021. TeachText, Crossmodal Generalized Distillation for Text Video Retrieval. Archive Preprint Archive. 2104.08271. Jacob Devlin, Ming-Wei Chong, Kenton Lee, and Kristina Tudanova, 2019. BERT. Pre-training of deep bidirectional transformers for language understanding. In NAACLHLT, pages 4171-4186. Alexei Dosovitsky, Lucas Bayer, Alexander Kolesnikov, Dirk Weissenburn, Shalwa Jai, Thomas Unterthiner, Mustafa Degani, Matthias Minderer, Georg Heigold, Sylvain Jelly, Jakob Uskarite, and Neil Holsby, 2021. An image is worth 16 by 16 words, transformers for image recognition at scale. In ICLR, Maxim Zabrav, Maxim Kalashnikov, Stepan Komkov, and Alexander Patiushko, 2021. MDMMT, Multidomain Multimodal Transformer for Video Retrieval. Archive Preprint Archive, 2103.10699. Christoph Feichtenhofer, Haoqi Fan, Jitendra Malik, and Kaiming He, 2019. Slowfast Networks for Video Recognition. In ICCV, pages 6202-6211. Valentin Gabor, Chen Sun, Kartik Alahari, and Cordelia Schmid, 2020. Multimodal Transformer for Video Retrieval. In ECCV, Volume 5, Felix A. Gers, Nicol N. Schraudolf, and Jürgen Schmidhuber, 2002. Learning Precise Timing with LSTM Recurrent Networks. Journal of Machine Learning Research, 3, August, 115-143. A Video to Text Retrieval. Thanks for listening to this reading. For the entire paper and more, check out our homepage, papersread.ai.